Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
What are they going to use that money for? Is that just going to be...
They're going to sit on it, right?
Is it going to be the reverse of what they normally do? Just up front the extensions for a Bolton, for a Creed Humphrey or a Trey Smith? They have, what, $20 million available?
According to Over the Cap, they have $20 million. I'm not sure if that's factored in the Travis Kelce contract. So it might be more like... $16 million because they gave him a raise, but we know that it's between $15 and $20 million according to all the sites. We know that they're going to need about $5 million of that, $6 million of that to sign their draft picks. Okay, so there's part of it. So somewhere between $10 and $15 million is available for the Chiefs. Based on everything we know, they get themselves down to 37 cents in available cap space. And by the way, in a year in which you are going for the first ever three-peat in National Football League history, spend every cent. Of course, spend every cent. I was trying to decide. I think a few million, $4-5 million is instantly earmarked to possible tackle. If you listen to Brett Veach yesterday, or a couple, was it yesterday? He talked yesterday. Listen to Brett Veach yesterday. He had said that their plan was go to OTAs, maybe go to some mini camps, hell, maybe even into training camp. But if we give ourselves a little bit of time, we're going to evaluate those offensive linemen that we have, as in Kingsley and Wanye, and we're going to take a feel for how good or ready they are for the job. But he did not rule out the idea of signing a left tackle. I assume they're going to pay a running back. Like, I'm assuming this money has some place to be spent, because front-loading the contracts in a year like this, I feel like it makes more sense to just spend it.
I know, but I honestly don't think there's many areas where they're going to go out and spend, man. Like, you're right about left tackle, although I kind of took the comments like you did a little bit, which is, I think you're going to see what they have in Wanya Morris and Kingsley. And if those two guys look like when they're in the building and they're going through the NFL meetings and it seems like they're getting a good grasp and they're, progressing, then come camp, if they feel good, then that's what they're going to roll with. Now, if it's closer to camp and they're like, you know what, we don't really like where this is trending, they always, to me, have Donovan Smith in their back pocket. And whether or not he's waiting around, I don't know to what extent, but, you know, I don't know any other team that's offering him a starting opportunity. So Donovan Smith, to me, can wait around a little bit. He's a vet. It's not like a guy needs to be there in May.
Yeah, Chiefs know him well.
They signed
him
last year right around May 5th. So if you're wondering just like last year's timeline, they hadn't even signed him a year ago at this time. So they're not really missing out on anything there. But other than that, I mean, I disagree on running back, Cody. I think the running back situation is the situation. Number one back, Pacheco. Two is Clyde. And they're going to have a bunch of these young guys compete at camp. I don't think they're bringing in really a vet at this point. I mean, I think between the two or three on draft, Carson Steele and the Bailey kid from TCU, and already what they had in the building and Prince, I think that's going to be the battle for third based on Avicii's comments yesterday. So I'm trying to think, where else would they spend money? Maybe there's some other random veteran defensive lineman they bring in at some point. But
they might just front load some of these contracts and buy themselves some more flexibility in the future.
Or roll over. I know what you're saying, which is, hey, spend every last dime, or roll over a little bit of money that they can utilize in the future for those contracts.
Look, I do think that the way that, the the Chiefs have never really had any rollover money, and I'm not saying it's not important. Patrick Mahomes' cap hit next year is $30 million higher than it is this year. That's not
big time.
That's not insignificant, okay? $30 million higher next season. So I'm not saying they don't want some of that cash, but they also know that his cap hit probably won't be that high next year based on the way that he has renegotiated his contract every single damn year he's been in there. They just rework it and hand him some other different bonus structure and shove the money way into the damn future in order to keep paying Patrick Mahomes. Because I'll be honest, you should be doing that. You should be buying your future problems forever with Mahomes, because at the end of his career, if you have 4 years in which you're still paying Patrick Mahomes and you're like, oh no, I don't care. Just as long as you got all the rings, it'll stink to watch the Chiefs eventually go from this level of perennial powerhouse to, I don't know, mediocre 15 years from now when Patrick Mahomes is done. But I'll deal with that problem later because of the generational nature of where you're at. I would like them to spend the money, I think, but I think they're just going to save it. I think they're just going to earmark it for their future problems. I don't think they're going to go out because someone's like, well, they could pay for like Odell Beckham Jr. Or I'm
don't
like,
need to do that.
I don't think that's how they're spending the money. That's not how I would spend the money. I would just earmark it for running back and tackle and guard and some of these positions where you know you need depth, but you'd like to see your guys in an offseason training situation first.
And in terms of guard, I mean, Dalton Risner is still out there. There's not very much out there, but I'm in terms of Dalton Risner's out there. You got Carl Lawson, defensive lineman, maybe a backup guy. There's not.
Yeah, none of them are big money deals, though.
Correct.
You know, and like the guard, I mean, they just drafted two offensive linemen. I mean, I think they added to the some depth.
Do they bring in
there.
A corner, a vet corner? I don't know if they try that
again. But those
Stephon
are
Gilmore.
To me, those are just
luxuries.
Like, I mean, that, you know. We're talking, if we're talking somebody to a veteran deal, I mean, there's, I don't think any move that's going to actually move the needle much, nor do they want to. We always, I don't know if you and I disagree on this a lot, but whether we were talking about the Royals or we're talking about the Chiefs, like they have they have $16 to $20 million in space.
You don't just spend it to just spend it, which I don't want either. Obviously, I want them to get a good tackle.
Yes, it's like, so we're saying.
I want them to evaluate and then spend.
So when we're saying like, hey, I want them to spend every last dollar or whatever, yeah, but if there's on what on who, like, legitimately give me somebody that you think they need to go sign right now. There is not a name that is like have to go sign. Maybe you can make a case that you're just not comfortable with the rookie left tackles or the rookie left tackle in the second year, Wanya Morris, and so you're like, hey, go get Donovan Smith or whoever you want. Other than that, I don't think they're going and signing Tyler Boyd, guys. They just drafted Xavier Worthy. They've got like. I don't think that's happening. So
I know, but I would have briefly thought like Donovan Smith, they were like, Juwan Taylor is our left tackle. And then like 2 weeks later, we're like, come on in.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Donovan Smith type, if they want to bring him back, I think that is still in play. I don't think that door has been shut just because they drafted Kingsley.
No, I don't think so either. I think there's a lot more flexibility than that. I just think that they're going to stash that money and then evaluate. I think they are truly in a position where they haven't been in a while, which is, there's enough of these young players we have to legitimately consider playing, and we want to legitimately consider playing, including some of the young corners, some of the young offensive linemen, and otherwise. So let's get through a month.
Yep.
We got 15 mil. I like that they have it in their back pocket. This feels different than before, where I didn't think they had the money in the back pocket. It was just if they need to, they could create the money they would probably need in order to make this happen, versus in this case, they don't have to create anything. The money exists to pay for these little things they might want.
Yeah. If they're worried about the, you know, progression of any of the young players on the offensive line, we're talking about the left tackle spot, well, then they can go and spend some money. I do think, though, what's the next move? We're going to talk about Travis Kelce here in a second and the raise he got. What's the next potential move for the Chiefs, like, of consequence? To me, it'll be eventually from now until, what, July 22nd or whenever they're going to actually report to camp. Yeah. They haven't put out a date yet, but something like that. Is Creed getting extension? Is Nick Bolton? Is Trey Smith? Do those extensions happen before camp? Do they happen during camp? Like, to me, those are the next bigger moves. Maybe they sign random backup corner Drew or something before then. But like, in terms of actually moving the needle, I think it likely is going to be one of those extension announcements. And that to me is what they'll work on between now and training camp.
And maybe if there's a guy that's on the street who's available and you have an injury, yeah, then you use the cap and in week 8 or something like that, you know?
It's more flexibility than they've had in a long time financially, which is good because, again, they do have high-priced players coming next year. You know, Chris Jones cap it next year, Patrick Mahomes cap it next year. There's some big numbers.
We all belong outside.
We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh,